This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If your social media feed is anything like mine, you're seeing a whole lot of people posting their Spotify 2020 playlists the past couple of weeks, the details of all the listening they did this year. But for a lot of the artists behind those playlists, especially the smaller independent ones, 2020 hasn't been so great. So with the year about to mercifully wrap up, we've gotten the rapper and writer Dessa back on the phone. Hey, it's good to have you back.
Thanks.
So when we spoke at the beginning of this thing back in March, your calendar, your gig calendar had just like vaporized. And I wonder 8 months, 9 months later on, how it's been through this whole summer and fall.
I mean, in some ways, I think most musicians are still looking at, you know, at calendars that don't have too much ink on them.
Yeah.
I remember talking to my agent and he was like, you know, use this time when this is all over. You want to look back and be able to say you really spent this time making something wonderful. And I remember like a month after getting that counsel, I was just like, this is not a writer's retreat, man. This is like a global crisis. I don't want to know. I don't want to spend my days thinking what rhymes with plague, you know, like.
So
in the beginning, there was sort of a lull. But now, 8 months in, you can hear the wheels humming again. You know, people are writing rad stuff. And I think, you know, as a consumer of music, too, I think I found myself leaning harder on art for comfort and distraction and all the things that we turn to art for. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so look, we all turn to art for comfort and distraction. Those of us on the consuming end, those of you on the producing end turn to art to pay the rent. And I don't imagine you've been able to do that. I mean, maybe you're making your rent. I don't know. That's none of my business. But the point is you can't really profit off of your art when your gig calendar has gone away.
Right. And even before the pandemic, like the alchemy of turning music into groceries had gotten really complicated. It had. And for all the reasons that a consumer can anticipate, most of us listen to some streaming services. Very few of us have two walls of our bedroom covered in vinyl. And so, you know, in the beginning, there were a lot of virtual concerts. Then I think a lot of us got pretty screened out, you know, as this thing rolled on. But there have been some exceptions. The cultural phenomenon that is Versus, where artists kind of battle it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's been a big win, obviously. But also Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like the subscription models for art, essentially. Those have really, that has really boomed.
Which is cool, right? I mean, that's great that there's that resource for artists and musicians and others. But at some point, you're going to have to, and you're going to want to, and you're going to be able to get back into actually performing. And there are going to be clubs that open and venues that open. What do you anticipate that's going to be like? Because so many things in this economy have changed, and you have to believe that that sector, that space has as well.
You know the scene in a movie where, like, someone is sitting alone trying to figure out where the other survivors are, so they're tuning a radio to see who might still be out there?
Yeah.
I think we're approaching that scene. Like, we've got all these artists out here who are going to be watching the news to try to figure out what, you know, what's the timeline for the vaccine? When is it going to be healthy and safe to go back on the road? But of course, we're all going to want to go at exactly the same time. The task then, as we've got less inventory in these stages and a huge, huge number of musicians trying to play, is that when you don't get matched with the right room, you can take a serious financial hit. So, you know, in Seattle, which is one of my strongest markets, like the best I've ever done on my luckiest night was just over 900 heads paid. Well, if I can't get into a 900 cap room and I got to take a 500 cap, right? Okay, well, that bites into the bottom line. And on the other hand, if I can't get into a 900 cap and so I got to play a 2000 cap, in addition to being a very humbling evening for young Des, like, I now have to pay for all of this, like, security staff that's unnecessary, right? There's a bottom line just to turn the lights on. So we end up with a lot of waste around the edges in a time when we're really hard-pressed to tolerate any waste at all.
But I imagine you're still jonesing to get out there, right?
Yes. Like, you know, I'm eager. I miss it. And also, I mean, this is just emo, but it's just such a big part of who I thought I was. Like, as a human being, let alone as a professional.
She's a rapper. She's a singer. She's a writer. Her book, which I recommend really highly, is called My Own Devices. Came out a couple of years ago. Dessa, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks for having me.
She's got new music coming out starting in January, by the way. A series of singles called Ides drops on the 15th of the month. Get it? Ides?